Discover a career that matters at the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. Be part of an innovative team delivering world-class healthcare and benefits to America's veterans. Enjoy robust benefits, work-life balance, and career development opportunities. Join a diverse and inclusive community that values your unique background and skills, a community where nearly one in three of your colleagues are veterans themselves. Apply now at vacareers.va.gov.
It's 8:22 on AM Tampa Bay on this Thursday morning, the penultimate day of the work week, and we're joined now by the gentleman who brought us the incredible Mel's Hot Dogs on Bush Boulevard, and that would be Mel Lone. And Mel, when did you first open there?
11 o'clock.
No, I mean, what year did you start Mel's Hot Dogs?
I had to do it, Jack. I mean, it's just such an easy one. I opened up on Tuesday, July 3rd, 1973, at 10 a.m.
Wow, that 1973. I've been here 3 years then, and I found it to be incredible. And on Bush Boulevard, for those who aren't aware, just east of Bush Gardens.
How much was a hot dog at Mel's in 73?
1973 prices, a hot dog with French fries was 79 cents. A Coke was 20 cents.
Wow.
Tax was 4%, $1.03.
Wow, the whole shebang. Well, what we were talking about doing is a long time ago, Mel did a West Virginia hot dog when we talked about it one time that had slaw on it. And what was it, chili, onions, and slaw?
Chili.
Yeah.
It was your idea at a catering event that we shared together, and you said, you got a Chicago dog, why don't you have a West Virginia hot dog? And my response was, who cares about West Virginia?
But you did offer it anyway. But now we've decided we need a Tampa Bay hot dog, and that's where you come in, our listener. You've got to tell us what would be proper for a Tampa Bay hot dog. I mean, I think go ahead.
We have a lot of people. A lot of people are saying, you know, you should make it like a Cuban sandwich. And I went, if I want a Cuban sandwich, I'm going to get a Cuban sandwich. I don't want a hot dog that tastes like a Cuban sandwich. I want a Cuban sandwich that tastes like a Cuban sandwich.
Well, there are our ideas out
there. There's the dilemma.
Yeah.
What was your idea in there?
I find that's really. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, I was going to say, you know, they call it the big guava, but I wouldn't want guava on a hot dog.
What about making a special Tampa sauce?
What would the special
would
Tampa
be good
sauce
for dessert, right? A hot dog bun with guava on it. That sounds delicious to me, but not with the hot dog, just the bun.
Yeah, that wouldn't be a bad idea, but what would be now from any other room in here, what are you going to put together?
I don't know. We could like make something special with it. Maybe everything that's on a Cuban in a sauce. I don't know. We can think of stuff.
Mel,
but then you got a Cuban.
Mel, I've got from Raymond, our other listener, says the Tampa dog needs to add mango habanero relish on a bacon-wrapped wiener.
Put the guava in that. Make a relish
that
with guava.
Good.
Yeah, I love the mango habanero.
Guava mayonnaise. Just say.
Mango habanero.
That sounds.
Why not? My wife was mentioning some kind of a chutney that's would be used with guava. And I said, yeah, but then we're getting into sweet stuff, and not necessarily so with chutney, because not all chutneys are sweet.
I wouldn't know a chutney if it ran over me.
You've had a couple.
I guess I have. Well, anyway, we've got to get our listener to either send us emails or call or whatever the case may be and contribute to the Mel Lone Tampa Bay hot dog.
I'll be the taste tester.
Well, that would be the Jack Harris Tampa dog.
Well, I think
we can call it the Jack dog.
The Jack dog. But we've got to get a little help from our listeners. So if you're listening right now and have any potential ideas, email us or call us or let Natalie know, or even let Mel know here at Mel's Hot Dogs. And by the way, if you like hot dogs at all, if you've never been there, and again, I'll tell you where it is. It's on Bush Boulevard, just to the east of Busch Gardens, and you'll see the big signs when you come off I-275 that'll direct you right there. And Mel, we'll stay in touch as we come up with the Tampa Bay hot dog.
Sounds like a plan, Jack.
All
right. Looking forward to it. Thank you.
And we'll see you up there at Mel's someday.
Discover a career that matters at the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. Be part of an innovative team delivering world-class health care and benefits to America's veterans. Enjoy robust benefits, work-life balance, and career development opportunities. Join a diverse and inclusive community that values your unique background and skills, a community where nearly 1 in 3 of your colleagues are veterans themselves. Apply now at vacareers.va.gov.